The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my fine friend, Gary.
Rolene, what... It's great to be chatting to you today. So, the ballistics results from the U.S. investigation on the bullet that killed Shireen Abu Akleh is still making headlines. And just as a recap, what were the findings of the investigation?
So, let's recap yesterday's investigation findings. As we know, it has taken nearly 2 months for the Palestinian authorities to hand over the bullet that they believe is the fatal bullet that killed Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. Now, if you remember, at the outset, when this tragedy occurred, the Palestinian coroner conducted an autopsy, and his initial findings was that it was inconclusive. And now, for almost 2 months, we've had these investigations, these allegations, these demands for the bullet to and fro. Of course, we've had the media, you know, rush to judgment, media like the New York Times, CNN, various others, rushing to judgment and saying that, you know, it's absolutely unequivocal. Israel definitely did it. In fact, CNN wheeled out some highly dubious experts, one who made assumptions or came to conclusions based on photographic evidence he saw of bullet strafings on a tree. Subsequently found out that he had a history of campaigns against the IDF. But we've had this to-ing and fro-ing, and yesterday a investigation was finally concluded at the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, and the results were made public. And the results were as follows, that it's inconclusive. The bullet was damaged to such a degree that it could not be determined where it was fired from, which side it was fired from. Nevertheless, the U.S. State Department did say in their statement by their spokesperson Ned Price that it is likely, even though not intentional, that the IDF did it. Something that the Israeli government and the military have taken exception to, because the only thing that we know is that it's not determined, and the rest is all speculation. Perhaps they wanted to appease the Palestinian side by saying, you know, this happened, but it was a mistake, and it was a tragedy, but it wasn't intentional. Needless to say, Israel's voiced our frustration at that comment. Now, the Palestinians have roundly rejected the findings of the U.S. investigation. I mean, it seems that U.S. investigators are being battered with brickbats from every side, the Israeli side, the Palestinian side. And the Palestinians are demanding that blame be placed at Israel. And yesterday, a Palestinian official said he wants to take this to the ICC, the International Criminal Court. Meanwhile, our Defense Minister Benny Gantz said it is absolutely impossible to tell which side this bullet was fired from, and as such, Israel will continue with investigations, a sentiment echoed by Prime Minister Lapid, as well as IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi. Now, in case you were wondering whether or not this could become even more of a soap opera, our Knesset Foreign Affairs and Defense Chairman Ram Ben Barak of the Yesh Atid Party today said that, you know, while he hasn't seen the actual report, but based on what has been said in the public domain, he says the claim that it can't be determined from which bullet, who from which weapon it was shot and who it hit could indicate that it's the wrong bullet. And this he said in an interview with Army Radio today. So just in case we thought we were over this, we aren't over this. And, you know, we've had so many contradictory reports. We've had Palestinian so-called eyewitnesses who said that there were no Palestinian gunmen present when the incident went down, and yet we have the video footage as soon as the incident happened, where we had Palestinian gunmen indiscriminately firing in the air and then eventually saying, "We hit one, we hit a soldier." And upon investigation, it was found that no soldier had in fact been hit. So I don't know about you guys, Gary, listeners, but I have found this thing just to be completely convoluted and exhausting.
Absolutely. And Rolene, I've got a few messages that have come through for you, for me to ask you. Peter has asked, "We forget that two journalists were shot when Abu Akleh was shot. One bullet can be a mistake, but can two bullets be a mistake?" So that is from Peter.
Well, that's a fair comment. You know, at the time when this went down, there was a very, very heavy exchange of gunfire. You know, I remember covering the story that day, and we had gotten the reports, as we inevitably do, from the wife, saying that there was a heavy exchange of gunfire between IDF security forces on a counter-terror mission and Palestinian gunmen in Jenin. So it is possible that other journalists were hit, and it is unfortunately a risk that journalists take any time you go into a conflict zone where there is heavy combat. So, you know, it is likely that somebody else could have been hit, although not fatally, but we haven't heard any comments, any testimony coming from other journalists that could have reportedly been hit.
And Jonathan has asked, "The Palestinians probably tampered with the bullet before handing it over for investigation, so as to show that it's not theirs."
Well, this is also a fair enough comment, because some people have said, we've heard that the investigations, the results are inconclusive, but we haven't heard anything about the chain of command. Was this, in fact, the bullet? Which is why I think we have got a comment coming from our Knesset chairman of the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee saying, you know, we don't know that, in fact, this was the actual bullet. So one thing that we do know is that the Palestinians ran away with the narrative of this event, which, depending on how you want to analyze it, look at it, some people are saying, could this have been premeditated in order to push an agenda? This is also a question that has been raised.
Relations between Poland and Israel have been icy over the last year, but yesterday an important phone call changed all of that. Who was on the call, and what were the main points of that discussion?
Well, this is a very important phone call. This was a phone call yesterday between President Isaac Herzog and his Polish counterpart Andrzej Duda, and they agreed during this phone call to restore relations, or bilateral relations, between the two countries that have deteriorated over the last year or so. And part of this agreement, part of this conversation, was that when issues do arise, that they would be handled with open dialogue. In other words, you know, they will get on the blower to each other and talk, instead of, you know, have issues play out in the media. And as part of the overtures from Poland towards Israel, a new Polish ambassador to Israel will be appointed, and Israel's ambassador designate to Poland will present his credentials to the Polish president, and hopefully in the next couple of days the ambassador designate from Poland will present his credentials to President Herzog. But we hope that we put a very, very difficult year of deteriorating relations behind us and are able to move forward.
Why did these relations deteriorate?
Well, this is the important question. Yeah. Last year, Poland's parliament passed a a bill that would prevent World War II property restitution claims from Polish property owners. And this would include Holocaust survivors and their descendants. And essentially what it meant was that it put at great risk homes and businesses of families killed during the Holocaust and whose properties were later seized during the communist era by Poland's authorities. It would prevent them from claiming restitution. And at the time, Yair Lapid, who was then our foreign minister, called this bill anti-Semitic and immoral. So, of course, there has been a rapid deterioration. Cut to just a couple of weeks ago, Poland saying that they wanted to be involved in the education material that Israeli students receive when they go on tours to Poland, and basically blamed Israel and Israeli students for bringing into ill repute the Poles and Poland. So hopefully now, when there are issues like this that arise, presidents, prime ministers can get on the phone to each other and sort it out properly.
Rolien Marks, thank you so much. Rolien, always a pleasure to chat to you, and looking forward to our discussion tomorrow afternoon.